Welcome to the Martial Arts and Crafts Podcast. My name is Sarah Deacon. I am a mom, an artist, black belt martial arts instructor, a life balance coach, and a general inspirer of others. In this podcast, we explore different topics related to physical and mental health, habits for success, creativity, leadership, intentional mindset shifts, and so much more. You're here because you're ready to tap into more of your potential and make an impact in your life. So let's get moving. Hello and welcome back to the Martial Arts and Crafts Podcast. It's a pleasure to be with you here again today. The new year. Yes, it's well past January 1st. I know. But the new year, it's a good time to evaluate how life is going. And as we move through the winter and move past the new year, you know, we move into that sort of longer days. Spring is, you know, really almost within reach. We can kind of feel it coming. And that's a good time for renewal and new things as well. So it's a good time to just reevaluate or evaluate for the first time, if you never have taken the time to evaluate how life is going and what, if anything, might need to change. A good exercise that I've done in the past is, you know, you have a sheet of paper or your note-taking app, and you have your three columns, and you put what you want to stop doing, something you want to start doing, and things you want to keep doing. And in those columns, you arrange what's working, what's not working, and, you know, what you might think will work for you, what you might want to try going forward. I think that's a great exercise. And something that strikes me about, you know, doing an exercise like that, or just taking some time and just evaluating where you are, where you want to go. That is something I've noticed with me, is that no matter how good my intentions are to stop doing or start doing something, I don't always follow through because life gets complicated. There are tons of shiny objects and new distractions every day that inevitably come in, clogging up my physical, mental, emotionally, and digital landscape in my life. So what I'm talking about today is the idea that we don't have to do it all at once, and we don't have to pile it on at specific times of the year or certain, certain times or dates on the calendar. When I think about decluttering, usually the first thing that comes to my mind is the physical space. That might be the same for you. So when I say decluttering, or, you know, being uncluttered or purging, what comes to mind? Right? It's garbage bags full of clothes, several trips to Goodwill with a full load in a vehicle that may or may not open its back hatch when it's below 40 degrees outside. Or that's just my van. I don't know. Things that happen, like the kids rediscovering old toys they haven't noticed or touched in years and fighting to keep them, to hang on to them longer, because I really like this. Maybe it's a desk or a workspace that's covered in papers or books that you haven't read yet, piling up and piling up. Maybe that's just me too. Maybe it's a certain spot of the house that, you know, the stuff just collects, or, you know, all the things in the garage that prevent you from actually parking your car in there. When we think of simplification, we don't always jump right to the other stuff that I mentioned, the mental, the emotional, or the digital clutter in our lives. And I think the reason for this and what feels true for me, it's because it's unseen. We can't hold that kind of chaos in our hands or trip over it in the dark. We don't need to dust it or launder it or maintain it in any outward way. So it keeps piling up and it does end up blocking our flow of energy. Specifically, digital clutter, like an inbox full of unread emails, that tends to make me less desirous to log into my email account at all. And of course, that only allows the emails to keep flowing at me, keep flowing in without being read or deleted or addressed in any way. Mental clutter, like a continuous to-do list or a spiral of worries. And that leads to this loss of productivity or an inability to make effective or empowered decisions. If I'm always reacting to the stories and worries in my mind, I'm not going to be equipped to evaluate each thing, each choice with a clear head, with aligned priorities. Emotional clutter. Oh, this one, unresolved issues in a relationship, maybe. Frustration, fear, or anger towards someone or a situation that I'm in with someone else. Those kinds of things tend to cut me off from the love that might be right in front of me, because the more intense and immediate emotions are causing a kind of commotion, blinding me to the joy I'm really after. That might just be right there if I can let go of the piles of stories or beliefs that I'm hanging on to about the situation or the person. So every so often, I will go into my email and unsubscribe from a handful or more newsletters or promotional lists that I no longer have use for or interest in or even read. I know that when I want those things, they will be there. I have memories and bookmarks of the websites in the places that they've come from. I will sometimes scroll through my friends lists and contacts and actually hit that delete button, delete the ones that I don't really know or that I haven't talked to one-on-one, like ever. So I take a look at, you know, the subscriptions that I have, and if I need to, I will cancel the ones that I'm not currently using. And sometimes this can be a double-edged sword, because sometimes you go to cancel a subscription and the company says, oh, well, we'll offer you a better deal. We'll offer you a discount. We'll offer you a few free months. And then, ooh, they suck me, hook me back in, right? I do this when I notice my behavior shifting, when I notice myself deleting more emails than I read. I do this when I'm not sure why certain people are showing up in my social feed or where they even came from. I do this when I receive a renewal notice for a service I haven't thought about or used in months. One of my intentions for this year is to be more proactive about regularly decluttering my many spaces instead of waiting for it, like it has in the past, to become too much, especially in these digital spaces. I am planning to make this a regular practice. Like I said, I'd love to do it once a month. but if I'm being realistic about this goal, it'll probably work out to be more like once per quarter, because my ability to structure my time and organize it in such a way that, you know, is regular, the intervals are smaller. that is not quite where I'm at just yet. But the thing that I love about my ability that's grown, my ability to structure, is that I can do this, and I know this enough about myself that I can give myself the permission to not have to do it once a month or once a week or on a really quick regular cycle. A quarterly cycle seems to be a manageable interval for what I do. And much like decluttering a physical space does, incorporating a regular decluttering of my digital space, I know it will open up new opportunities for me. I know that when I've done a good purge, I've hauled away bags and boxes of things we no longer need or use, my physical surroundings, they feel brighter, and the space helps me breathe more deeply because I've made room for new things, for better things to come into it. The same thing happens when I go through my mental, emotional, and digital spaces as well. So I've been looking at my digital clutter over the last few weeks and looking into ways to both identify the excess and simplify my online life. I've been tempted to jump into new accounts, use new software, new systems. And even though there have been times when I've definitely leapt right in because somebody suggested that this tool or this process is like the best, the thing, I also try to include this intentionality. I try to look at something new and, you know, evaluate it from a distance without immediately signing up for that new account or that new service. I can say no, or I can say not yet if it's not specifically a thing that I'm looking to do or incorporate into my life. So I'm evaluating all the tools that I have been using. I'm asking myself what's working, what's not working. You know, what do I want to keep? What do I want to stop? What do I want to start? And this gives me a clearer view about exactly what I need and want in any given program, app, or tool. So when it comes time to renew these subscriptions or incorporate them into some of the intentions or processes that I want to incorporate, when it comes time to really integrate them, that's a good word, then I'm in a position to move with more purpose and intentionality instead of hanging on to something that's not very effective just because I don't know where else to go. So when things are not working, I do take some time to think about why, think about what I would like it to do instead, where it's falling short, where there's a miss. And unfortunately, this is one of those activities that can get really involved really quickly and become a distraction in and of itself. I gravitate towards minimalism. So I really do try to be conscious when I sign up for new services, like I said, or even subscribe to email lists. When I want a certain freebie, I understand I'm going to be subscribed to an email list. And sometimes I let it hang around for a little bit. Sometimes I unsubscribe right away. And if that has been any of your lists, well, you know, my apologies. I would expect you to do the same if my list is not serving you in the way that you would like it to, or in a way that you need right now. That's fine. That said, I do have a whole lot of freebies sitting in my download folder that I've never opened after signing up for those lists, even if they were resources that I really had the best of intentions of using and applying at the time. And that's something that, again, I try not to offer too many of those things. I have a couple of things that I've offered, and there will be more in the future. But I, again, the intention really is to add value, but not add clutter, because I want you to have space in your life too. And looking at a, you know, folder full of downloaded PDFs might not actually give you the value that I hope to as a person. But here's the thing. And here's what I'm learning. Because there's always going to be a new thing, something new, something shiny, something you want to learn, something you want to read, something you want to bring into your space. Simplification is not a one-time thing, as you know. For, you know, every spring we clean, we declutter, we let things go, we, you know, renew our space ourselves. This is something that takes consistent and conscious effort to create and to maintain. And that's the lesson that I'm getting right here, right now. Yes, it is important to be mindful of what you choose to consume, physically, mentally, emotionally, and digitally. But it's also important to forgive yourself for getting caught up in a moment of excitement and being persuaded to grab something that you know you really didn't necessarily want or need. And that's how this whole thing works, this simplification. Even simple tools, apps, games, or systems can end up becoming complicated all on their own as time goes on. For example, a game, Among Us, it used to be pretty fun. It was this cute little game to play with family and friends. And now, they've incorporated more and more rules, more things to learn about this game. So my family and I, we used to play it fairly often, but we haven't in a while because these updates and constant adding of different things make it a little bit more complicated. And, there's that pull to want to try it out, but then again, it's not the same kind of fun it used to be. Now, that I do understand needing to keep up, needing to keep things fresh, especially with games and apps and things like that. You want to stay relevant. You want to stay challenging, right? But there's also that cost that comes with the addition of certain kinds of features. And as humans, I think we are really prone to overcomplication, right? We're so easily influenced by whatever the people in our social circles are doing. We want to be smarter, faster, stronger, and better than we were before. And we are always looking for ways to get ourselves there, even if we don't always give ourselves the time to integrate and implement some of those ways. So we'll sign up for anything that offers the promise of a solution, whether it will actually work for us or not. And even though, you and I, we probably know that especially if you've listened to me for any length of time, we know that the real and lasting solutions, they're never going to come in the form of a quick fix or a PDF download, no matter what the marketing copy says. Even my downloads, I know that in order for that lasting integration, that lasting change to happen, it's going to take some time and it's going to take small steps. It's going to take 1% growth every day. It's going to take showing up consistently and changing habits, changing behaviors, changing perspectives in different ways, and probably reinforcing it many, many times before it actually starts to stick. So simplification is the same way. It's a process. Letting go, it's a process. What I let go of today, it might come back to me and I might need to let it go again. Letting in is a process. And to have balance, we need to do all of these things on a regular basis. We need to incorporate this process and habit on a regular basis. By letting go of what no longer serves, like I said, we open up our space to receive bigger and better. And once that no longer serves, we're going to have to let that go too. For more, for bigger, even better, more expansive. So what are you going to let go of today? That's my challenge for you this week. Are you participating in any decluttering challenges? Maybe you did like the men's game or the 30-day, decluttering challenge or something like that. 40 bags in 40 days. I've seen some of those. Maybe you're in one of those right now, or you started one at the beginning of the year and it's time to reset. That's okay. Give yourself permission to start over, start it again, because you'll be a few steps further along than when you started last time. That's the cool thing about making this a regular practice, because even if you fall off the wagon, so to speak, once you get back on, you're actually a couple of steps ahead. You're not at square one. You're at like square 1.5. So do you have this regular purging practice? And what would you do with more space. Think about that when you're starting to implement this process. What would you do with more mental bandwidth, emotional bandwidth, an empty inbox, or more counter desk space, more space to step back and appreciate what you do have in a relationship? The invitation is there to step in, let go, let in, simplify. And if you need some help or support, feel free to connect with me in whichever way it serves you. I have some links of mine in the show notes. MyMartialArtsAndCrafts.com is my website. If you'd like some, you know, one-on-one coaching support, definitely send me a contact invite, an email through my coaching website at sarahdeacon.com. And you can find me on all the social platforms or right here where you're listening to this episode. Thank you for being with me. Go and simplify your space, your headspace, your space in your environment around you, your digital burdens. Set aside just maybe an hour to just get some space and feel the difference, feel what happens, and then see if you can maybe make it a regular thing, a regular process. Give yourself permission to let go of the things that are no longer serving you so that you can invite in more things that will. Thanks again for listening, and I will talk to you next time.